South Africa is getting stricter with the regulation of crypto in the country. That's as the Financial Sector Conduct Authority has declared crypto assets to be a financial product. Now, what does this move actually mean? Luno's head of legal, Paul Harker, joins us for more of the detail. Thank you so much for your time, Paul. This move, do you think it took long, or maybe it came faster than was anticipated?
Hi, it's Nati. Great to be with you again. Certainly has been an interesting couple of weeks on the regulatory front in the crypto space globally, and no different here in South Africa. I think we've been anticipating that the FSCA would bring out regulation bringing crypto in under the Financial Advisory and Intermediary Services Act for some time now. Very positive that it has happened, and I think it only spells good things for the industry going forward in South Africa.
What does it actually mean then for investors, the fact that crypto has been declared as a financial product?
So what this means is that it brings crypto assets under the regulatory purview of the Financial Sector Conduct Authority by regulating it under the Financial Advisory and Intermediary Services Act. So what this means is that crypto service providers, such as Luno, for example, who render services to customers in respect of crypto assets, now are required to be licensed, which means that we will undergo regulatory scrutiny by the FSCA, and if we meet their requirements, which we're very confident that we will do, we will be licensed, and that gives consumers in South Africa confidence that they're dealing with a trusted player in the industry, a reputable player who has been scrutinized by a regulator and found to be trustworthy enough to provide their services to the public.
I actually want to know, Paul, I mean, so you are confident that Luno will basically pass these tests to be licensed, but I mean, we know that also the landscape is also full of dodgy exchange platforms as well. And I'm just wondering then, if a crypto exchange does not meet those requirements, what will happen to investors' money?
So if a service provider is not up to scratch and cannot be licensed in under FASE, then they aren't permitted to provide their services to the public.
Yeah.
And really it provides, the licensing regime provides customers with, or consumers in South Africa, with an easy sign on whether the provider is reputable or not, and whether they can actually trust the provider with their money or not, and so we look forward to the FSCA taking action against providers who, without a license, in future continue to provide services to the public, because really this is about protecting the public from bad actors. The Financial Advisory and the Intermediary Services Act is one of its central pillars is consumer protection, and so one of the players in this industry are going to be vetted against the standards that regulators expect from providers interacting with the public, and that we think is a fantastic thing, and great to see that coming to the fore in South Africa now.
Does this actually change how Luno does its business on a day-to-day basis?
So we're in the really fortunate position that we're already a regulated entity in a number of the jurisdictions in which we operate internationally. And so, as I mentioned earlier, we're fully confident that we will meet the requirements to obtain a license in South Africa. We've been licensed for a number of years now, which means that the way that we conduct business has been vetted by a number of regulators globally and has met their standards. And so we're fully confident that we'll be in line with what the FSCA expects from crypto asset service providers in South Africa.
And just lastly, Paul, I mean, how positive is this for crypto in its journey?
I think it's immensely positive. really sort of regulate positive, you know, risk-based legislation that focuses on the service providers themselves and has good standards for conduct in the space by the service providers, speaks volumes for consumer protection and makes sure that, you know, ultimately if we're dealing with customer money, we're doing so responsibly and consumers can trust that we, you know, we will safeguard their assets properly. And I think that's a phenomenal thing for the space. I think it's going to promote wider adoption of crypto in time, both for retail consumers and institutional consumers. And that, I think, is a fantastic thing for the industry.
Yeah, indeed. It is a giant leap for consumer protection in a regulation perspective. Thank you so much for your time, Paul. Really appreciate the insights. That was Paul Harker from Luno.